Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, there's a real variety of stories dominating the front pages of the papers today, but we're going to start with the broadsheets and the Irish Independent and the Irish Times today, both covering that story. You may have heard it there in our news bulletin. It's this new Higher Education Authority report that's been published today. Some of the headlines this morning: teachers' top graduate salary table at start of their careers, and also teachers' top pay league for our recent graduates. Just to give you a flavour of some of the details of this story, young teachers earn most within months of leaving college, while arts graduates are actually taking in the least. This is according to this HEA survey of more than 29,000 recent third level graduates. So when you break down the type of courses that graduates are actually completing, education graduates, so teachers, have the highest reported average salaries, €38,700 9 months after graduating. There was also relatively high salaries for information and communications technology at €36,000, and engineering graduates at €36,000 also. But the reported lowest average salaries were in the arts and humanities fields at €24,000. Now, the employment outcomes as well are also best for the education graduates. This survey found 93% working at the start, about to start a job. That's followed by health and welfare, then information and communications, and again engineering. And again in the survey, arts and humanities graduates, 63% were the least likely to be in work or about to start a job, according to this survey. But overall, the HEA report shows that 9 months after graduating, the vast majority of graduates, 78%, were actually in full-time employment. There's lots on this survey and the details of it as well, and potential implications really in all of the broadsheets today. It's something we're going to be discussing here on News Talk Breakfast with the Minister, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, just after 7 o'clock this morning too. A couple of other stories though on the front of the papers. It's back to Brexit again today. In the front of the Irish Independent and the Irish Examiner, both leading with Brexit. In the Independent, their headline this morning: a hard border means violence. And this is according to a new report. The paper's group political editor Kevin Doyle writing today that a return to violence on the island is inevitable if a hard border emerges, with the only issue being on what scale. And this is according to the stark warning from this particular publication. Young people, it says, will be groomed into violent activity, according to the influential report from UNESCO officials. And it also warns that rushing into a referendum on a united Ireland would result in conflict. Another story regarding Brexit too today on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Their headline: Brexit threat to senior alert scheme. Elaine Loughlin writing that the alert system, which protects elderly people in their homes, could be put at risk by a hard Brexit. And as the threat, of course, of a hard Brexit intensifies, the everyday impacts for the public are becoming clear, with the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Michael Ring, warning of issues with supplying alarms to those in the senior alert scheme. There's 39 days until, of course, the critical March deadline on the 29th of March, and all government departments have been working on easing the potential fallout from a no-deal Brexit, and have drafted emergency legislation too that will be required in the event if Britain crashes out of the EU. That's something we'll be discussing a little bit later on here on a Breakfast Briefing this morning. On the front of the Times Ireland edition today, you heard Kieran just mention it there. It's this exclusive story the paper has: US anti-abortionists set their sights on Ireland. American anti-abortion activists are planning to open a sister operation in Ireland to intervene in the treatment of women trying to access GP clinics or hospitals offering termination. This is an undercover investigation by the Times Ireland edition this morning, and it's exposed how the US organisation is training campaigners to wait in hospital car parks to target couples who've received a diagnosis of a fetal abnormality, or to talk to them out of having an abortion. That's the claim in the front of the Times Ireland edition today, and we're going to be hearing from Ellen Coyne, who's a reporter who carried out the investigation, on News Talk Breakfast after 7 o'clock this morning. Just to give you a flavour of some of the tabloids today, both the Mirror and the Star leading with the same story about a man who was assaulted in West Dublin yesterday, which was allegedly broadcast live online. The Herald leading this morning with serial burglar gets 3 years. The Sun, their headline: feud murder exclusive. And also the Daily Mail leading with gamblers paid to keep betting. And more details on that particular exclusive story in the Daily Mail this morning. But there's lots of other stories making the headlines too today, and actually in particular lots of transport related stories. stories. Interesting piece in the Irish Times this morning. Metro route to be published within weeks. The revised route for the Dublin Metro rail line will be published within a matter of weeks, according to the National Transport Authority. Another story of interest to this morning, 1 in 8 motorists aware of illegal driving. The Mirror reporting that 1 in 8 Irish motorists say they know at least one person who might be driving without insurance. And this is according to information from the AA released yesterday. A further 5.7% were also convinced that they were pals with someone who was breaking the law by not having the relevant documentation. Another story too of note in the Irish Times actually this morning, because it's something that was discussed on a number of occasions. Gardaí to get 2,000 mobile devices to carry out roadside checks. Mobile devices which allow the guards to basically check driver details at the side of the road are going to be made available to 2,000 members of the force by the end of the year. And the mobile data stations will allow the guards to check basically certain details about a car and its driver by inputting the registration number and the driver's identity. And the guards will be able to tell basically immediately if the vehicle is stolen or if the driver is disqualified or uninsured or unlicensed. And no doubt there'll be lots of reaction from the various relevant groups to that story too this morning. Just take another one or two stories for you this morning as well. Actually, an interesting piece in the Times Ireland edition today. One person, 600 noise air complaints. A sharp rise in complaints about aircraft noise at Dublin Airport last year was actually driven exclusively by one person who lodged more than 600 protests. This is according to a monitoring report by the DAA. 43% of the 1,400 objections to noise from aircraft landing and taking off at the airport, the overall total rose by 259, which is a 22% increase on the previous year. We'll just take one final story though for this morning. An interesting piece also in the Times Ireland edition today. The rolls day could be numbered, the breakfast roll pushed aside by sourdough bread. One of Dublin's convenience stores has decided to scrap it. The Good Food Market has 5 stores in Dublin and says that the breakfast roll has been replaced by a sandwich and buffet options as it's moved towards a combination of service assisted and self service. And while staff are not banned from making a breakfast roll, a spokesperson said that they may not know how to because it's actually outside the training. And there's also no chicken fillet roll, instead offering a grilled chicken breast on sourdough bread. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning. Now, still to come, with 39 days to go before the UK is due to formally leave the EU, the British Prime Minister is expected to return to Brussels this week for talks with the EU Commission President. We'll be crossing live to the UK.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.